Today is Monday, the 9th of February, in the fifth week of Ordinary Time. Community of Teze sings, Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est. Wherever love is true, God is there. If there are people around you, look at them. If there aren't, recall the faces you see regularly. Look into their faces. Think of the lives they lead. If you're on a bus or a train, think about their lives when they get off. Their work, their worries, their passions, their loves. God is present here, the God who is love, present, living, dwelling in every one of these people and in you. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
Today's Gospel begins at a fast pace, busy almost to the point of chaos. Notice where you are as you hear this. How are you present today? Gennesaret is the other side of the lake. The people there, a blend of Jews and Gentiles, a place where there are fewer social and cultural barriers. It is seemingly a place where people are quick to respond and unafraid to ask for what they need. Consider where you are in this scene, amongst the crowd, watching from the sidelines, or needing to be carried. The people aren't waiting for a discourse. They know Jesus. They recognize his message by his very presence. They want to be touched, to be held, yet know that even the fringe of his cloak is enough. What does their confidence mean to you? Are you able to ask for what you want from Jesus today? Not what you think you should want, but what you actually desire. Also notice that Jesus does not ration his attention. He allows himself to be interrupted. He is willing to be led to where there is need. Consider what your response might be if today you are invited to reach out in prayer, in vulnerability, in compassion towards someone else. As you listen to the passage again, notice how Mark places Jesus in the midst of the need. Consider what this means to you.
When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
In this time of prayer, and as you move through the day, remember that Jesus is present, close enough to touch. What might you wish to place into his care? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.